this country, you've got to make the money first. Then when you get the money, you get the power. Then when you get the power, then you get the woman.
And we're back. I'm Troy Harmon,
yes,
the CFA charter holder. And sounds like I might be a little bit early. What do you think, guys? Anyway, I'm here with Ben Crowe. It happens sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
So, here with Ben Crowe, who's also a CFA charter holder, a CFP, and a CPA. And this time I'm going to get it right. It's, what was your name again?
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
see,
Matt Hames, CTFA, yeah.
Get no
anyway.
Respect, even Matt.
None.
He gets all the respect.
That's all right. Yeah, that's all right.
Anyway,
put up
as,
with whatever abuse I have to.
As Matt said, we were going to take a couple of listener questions when
so
we got back, so we're here.
What do we have? We got one from Marshall and Waleska. I think it's for you, Troy. So.
Sure.
We did a lot of shopping, Christmas shopping, at Five Below this year. The stores were pretty busy. What do you think of the company as an investment?
Yeah, believe it or not, I've been.
Have you been there?
I've been to some of these.
I've never been to Five Below.
Yeah, it's basically almost like a dollar store concept. Everything in there is $5 or less. But it's got a lot of offerings for teens and preteen customers. A lot of toys and games and, I don't know, maybe whatever a kid would like. There's some other.
Is it for all children or is it girl oriented?
No, it's both. And it's, okay. There's some household items too. You know, it's kind of like a toy-heavy dollar store, I guess, is about the best way you'd put it. And,
okay.
And you know, I went during the Christmas season as well, the holidays, and they seemed pretty busy. If you look at the details of the company, they've got a return on equity is 34%. It's pretty significant when you normally see companies around 10, 15% or,
mm-hmm.
or less, just depending on, obviously, their debt can impact some of that. detail, but the biggest problem that I have with Five Below is
expensive.
It's really expensive. Yeah, it's got a PE right now of 70, almost 72.
Good gracious!
72 times the earnings of the company is really expensive. The price of the book is also really bad at 25. You'd normally see a price to book less than three times the book value. So,
right.
You know, the company's expected to grow earnings at 30% over the next few years. They just recently got a new CEO, I think.
So they're,
but
just,
anyway,
they're still in expansion mode.
They absolutely
are. I mean, adding
are.
A bunch of stores.
Yep.
They are, but the problem is it's just too much to pay for that expected growth in the future. So, you know, all things considered, I like the company. It's growing well. It's in a good space, too. You know, dollar stores have done really well lately,
mm-hmm.
And they continue to do well.
There's some battles going on in the dollar store market right now,
that's
right?
True.
You still got takeovers.
And you say takeovers. That might be part of the premium in the price right now. You never know what might happen.
Yeah, a little speculation.
Exactly, but it's usually not something that I would dive into. So if you own it, hold it. But if you don't own it, I wouldn't buy it right now.
Got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we got one more question. Let's touch before we get back to the case study. Charlie from Atlanta. If my employer goes out of business and discontinues its health insurance plan, am I still eligible for COBRA benefits?
Good question. Probably not. You know, what is COBRA? COBRA is the act, the Consolidated Omnibus Budget Reconciliation Act, or whatever.
Wow,
but it, you know, everybody thinks of it, you know, really in terms of health insurance. And when you leave an employer, it's your ability to continue under your previous employer's group policy.
Right.
Okay. That's the key to the question.
That's the key. Yeah.
Okay. See, if the group policy is no longer there, it's kind of hard to continue
right.
coverage under it.
Yeah.
So COBRA comes into play a lot of times. You know, people that switch jobs, you need to think about, you know, there may be a delay before benefits start at a new job. So in many cases, it's very common to continue your coverage. Instead of going out and shopping and getting another policy, continue your coverage under your previous employer's plan until that time. But let's say, you know, in this situation where that's not an option, you know, what do you do? The first thing is, you know, you can check with your state unemployment office. I mean, there
right.
may be some options there. Of course, you can shop for an individual policy, individual marketplace.
If your spouse has
you may be able to obtain coverage under hers, or you know, if you get that new job and you know benefits start right away, there may not be a you know a gap to worry about.
Right.
So there are some options out there, but it's something that when you leave a job and you're going to start a new job, you need to think about your health insurance coverage and when that begins. Just because you have a job lined up does not mean you're going to be covered for health care. And that's something to consider.
Especially if your employer goes out of business.
That's, yes, a problem.
Yeah, you might have bigger issues. What about your retirement? What about one of those reasons that that's we say don't pile all your investments into your company stock.
That's right.
But
that's
anyway,
right. Okay,
another subject for another day.
That's right.
All right, sounds good. We'll be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.